The NASA-supported Alaska fieldwork is part of the broader Earth Surface Water and Ocean Topography Project. Alaska team member, University of North Carolina PhD candidate Elizabeth Humphrey says NASA is in the process of designing satellite-based technology to more accurately measure the Earth's waters.
Properties such as elevation and slope on those water bodies, and so that's their goal, is to be able to observe those now from space. And there is an airborne version of that to test the technology, and we're testing it here in Fairbanks.
Humphrey says radar measuring devices similar to those planned for satellite deployment in 2020 were affixed to a NASA plane for the Alaska project. George Allen, a UNC graduate student who's also working on the project, says if the technology proves up, it'll enable much more precise and widespread water measurements.
Right now, current technology, I mean, we are just measuring things on the ground, gauge stations, there's just single points on rivers or on lakes. And so what we're going to do in the future is be able to measure everything with a satellite instead of just single points. And so it's a real revolutionary technology in that sense for hydrologists.
Allen says the Tanana River was selected for testing because it's complex and dynamic.
There's few rivers like it that have a major town right next to it. There's also a very complex wetlands in the Yukon Flats, and we've been monitoring that as well. Further, our PI, the principal investigator, Tamlin Pavelski, he's from Fairbanks, and so he knows this area very well.
The NASA group also tapped the local knowledge of longtime Alaska native river driver Sam Dementiff. Humphrey says Dementiff operated the group's boat and was a great help to the project.
He has been navigating the Tanana River for over 60 years, and he's tells us a lot of stories about how the river changes all the time and switches channels. And yeah, his knowledge has actually been extremely useful in terms of past knowledge of the river and how it's changed.
Humphrey says the team is now going over data collected during 6 weeks in interior Alaska. Other NASA teams are logging similar measurements on waters in other parts of the world to test the technology. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.